trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves host Rockford Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Wasn't pretty for the Bulls last night. They needed overtime to beat the 76ers on the road, but Pau Gasol says they're doing the best they can.
We're shorthanded, as you say. We just got down playing four games in 5 nights. This was our fifth and seventh. So, handicap. So we got it done. That gives us confidence, and now we'll get our rest and try to get the next one.
Gasol played 43 minutes last night but scored 27 points and added 16 rebounds. College basketball taking center stage this afternoon. Illinois eliminated from the Big Ten tournament by Michigan 73-55, Penn State 67, Iowa 58. Nittany Lions face Purdue tomorrow afternoon. Football, the NFL's leading rusher finds a new home. DeMarco Murray inks a 5-year deal with the Eagles worth $21 million guaranteed. Antonio Cromartie returns to the Jets, while Brandon Browner leaves the AFC East. Former Patriots corner gets a 3-year deal from the Saints. Hockey, the Blackhawks visit the Sliding Coyotes after 3 days off. Johnny Oduya returns to the lineup. He missed the last 6 games with injury. Baseball this afternoon, Cubs leading the Angels 2-1 in the second. White Sox lead the Rangers 3-0 in the third. Join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour tomorrow at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast, enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hey, Tony.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. Tony and Doug are both here. 402 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're both here.
Hey, Tommy.
I don't know about that. This is our never-ending odd things for the show.
No. Hey, Dan Magnet.
One never knows.
Bears thoughts from Joe, who says, it looks like Ryan Pace wants this team to be no worse than respectable next season. I think when he was hired, he was told unacceptable and embarrassing. And I can see this team being 5-11 next year, but losing close games, embarrassed repeatedly on national TV. The first step in the Pace era is to get back to respectability. Can't get back to winning yet, not with this roster. But signing guys like Antrell Roll means Jordy Nelson won't be running free down the seam without a bear within 20 yards again. Now just hit this draft out of the park, and they might go from respectable to a winning team in 2016.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you that there is, and that's going to happen. That's going to happen. They're going to play in a way that doesn't offend you. They might lose, but that, whatever
they're
that was.
They're not giving up back-to-back fitties.
No. These coaches happen. Are too well established. There's too much of a track record. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I'm confident in that. You see this story at TMZ Sports? Brandon Marshall has accepted a challenge to race for his jersey number from his new teammate.
Mm-hmm.
But Marshall's thrown some conditions on top. This is Salim Hakim, who ran a 4.23 40.
Uh-oh.
Marshall was 4.52 when he was at the combine in 2006. So Hakim says to TMZ that Brandon Marshall has accepted the challenge, but Marshall wants to race and compete in another challenge of his choosing, which is to remain a mystery.
Wife beating.
Take care of that. Next thing, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a hitting women contest. Then we'll see who really wears number 15.
Wow. That dude.
It's probably so a boxing match at one of his the facilities that he owns, would be my guess.
Yeah, he's not beating this guy.
It was part of an anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah, right. That's not happening.
In a race, he is not.
No.
Chicago Ridge, this is Chris on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just calling in to comment on the JRW situation. I think this is, you just said it, Dan, this is by far the best scenario I think that could have happened in this situation. Because the parents and, you know, adults that are mentoring these children, I don't believe they have the capability to even teach these young minds right and wrong. And this, you know, forces that on them. I mean, the children are astonishingly more, you know, absorbent of information than people give them credit for. And they will look back at this, and it may not click right now, but even down the road, if they have an opportunity to cheat, this will ring in their minds, and they'll remember, you know, getting stripped of this because of what was happening. So,
yeah, maybe
by far, this could be the best possible outcome that could have happened.
I hope so. I mean, it's something that really is that I've learned just from experience, that whatever you think a kid is not processing or storing away to be processed later, they are. Always assume. Even some very young ages, I'm not talking about a baby or even, you know, a toddler, but once that brain's really starting to work, they are able to capture a lot of nuance and a lot of things that you maybe think they're not. And when the time comes, given enough information and given enough opinion, they're able to formulate it, a thought about it, and have some strong feelings about it. So I don't necessarily think it ends poorly.
Well, I have my doubts. I have my doubts.
That's fair.
I just think there's a, you know, I would have never, ever even allowed it. I mean, I would have been able to tell, you know, when something's happening, all of a sudden kids are showing up on your kid's team that you've never seen before because it's Little League time. I mean, I would have never, it would have been over. He'd been done right there. That would have never happened. It's always, I understand how tempting it is, but that would have never happened. Never. Nobody would have said, yeah, I mean, he would have been out. Done right now. Let's go home. Worry about it next year. We'll take you somewhere else. I mean, no, that's not how you do it.
And weighing in on our discussion of the Illini basketball program after the turd today that occurred on these airwaves, where they just sort of didn't really want to play, John in Belvedere says, I disagree that Illinois should be taking the top talent away from schools like Duke, Michigan State, Kansas, and Kentucky. Other than 2005 and 1989, the U of I team is, at best, an average college basketball program. Two Final Fours in 36 years? That's not a dynasty. Illini fans, like myself, can be delusional about their programs and where it should be in the Big Ten. Football-wise, expect 7 to 9 wins a season while occasionally competing for a conference title, occasionally not being in a bowl game. Basketball's similar. They should be in the top 8 of the conference every season.
Top 8?
Some higher, some lower. There's no way Illinois should be taking prospects who are top prospects away from the top schools like Duke, Arizona, Kentucky, and Kansas.
Well, they did it.
They've been in the conversation on several top recruits last year. They have 3 top 75s coming in. They're a very young team. Other than Egwu, there are clear replacements for all graduating talent on the roster.
Well, I think when you take a look at the 80s, you would think differently of it. J.K., it's some impossible mountain you can't climb. It's a mountain you can climb, so that's ridiculous. We say, oh, yeah, I just concede. We're no good. It's our home state. We don't care. Just take them. It's Chicago. It's a suburb. Dude, it's still, no, that's not territory that you say, well, we can't go to bed with those guys.
The reality is, though,
They've done it.
The reality also is that what we've seen culturally, Chicago isn't Illinois, is in the minds of many, minds of a lot of their fans, that Chicago's awful. Chicago's this awful foreign land filled with scary black people, and they only want them if they're coming to play sports for them. But there's that cultural divide has gotten worse over time, not better. There was a time there it was, but in the time that you're talking about, it wasn't as big a hurdle. You didn't have that divide between the downstaters and the evil city with all the people sucking up their tax money with welfare. And it's gotten worse. I don't know if there are connections that need to be restored, and I don't know who the people are to that.
Well, that's,
but you got to do
not,
it.
It's a matter of connections. It's not a matter of worrying about what those people want, because they, you know, you can't look at this team and be happy. You can't say to yourself, and so they don't care about them. You were in on Cliff Alexander. You were in on him, so it can be done. You can't ignore what's happened here. You've had terrific players all of a sudden through this pipeline, and you really, basically, in point of fact, according to my, had a shot at really none of them. None of them really wanted to go to Illinois. So, I mean, that is inherently wrong. I mean, some of these other campuses aren't Nirvana. I mean, you can look at it and say, and you've done it before, there is a track record of you being able to recruit real players. And John Gross is not doing that. How do you win in the Big Ten? That's a huge, by the way. Talk about taking the moon that Iowa lost today.
Ouch.
Oh, my God, dude.
What is that?
Dude.
What is that?
I don't know. I what are you doing?
And that's bad for the conference now.
Really bad for
because
the conference.
Because now you've got RPI issues with when it's any win over Iowa or even a game against Iowa that was supporting your RPI. And they
now it's done.
Right.
I mean, no, it's been, you know, it's, you know, I look. I've seen it done. I know it can be done. I don't think you just throw up your hands and say, oh, well, you know what? No, it's not happening. Krzyzewski sitting there, or Tom Izzo was sitting there, or John Calipari sitting there. I mean, I don't think that's the way it ought to work. And you can do it. You can do it with the right coach. John Gross is wired into a different kind of thing. But right now, he's taking guys. Don't you think it's kind of hard to win? Well, the way he's doing it, isn't it kind of difficult? You're taking odd transfers and things. I mean, you've got to work the state. And everybody takes his job, says it, right? Does anybody say, well, we can't really work the state because they won't have it here?
I know they come here when it comes to fundraising and it comes to the big money guys. They're all here. So maybe while you're here.
The big cigar smokers are all here.
While you're here talking to the people who have the actual money. It's the lifeblood of everything. You might want to stop over and see what's going on in the public league.
Yes, I would think so. That'd just be my thought.
This is Ben. He's on the score.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, this is Ben. How you guys doing? Great show.
Thank you.
You know, I wanted to comment on the Jackie Robinson West, but then you guys start talking about University of Illinois, and it just threw me in a doldrum. I am so depressed. I was doing okay, but you guys start talking about University of Illinois. I got a question. At one time, Chicago was like a hotbed for basketball, college basketball. That's during the DePaul era, and even Loyola was competitive, and even Illinois was competitive when they had Jimmy Collins was their recruiter.
Yeah.
And Mark Aguirre was the one that really started it. You know, Dave Corzine, you know, he brought the interest, and then Mark Aguirre really turned, you know, put Chicago DePaul on the map.
Yes, Mark Aguirre made the decision to stay home. It was a huge deal. That's correct.
That was a huge deal.
Huge deal.
What do we have to do with the University of Illinois and DePaul and Loyola and UIC? What do we have to do when Chicago, like you guys said, Chicago is a hotbed for talent?
Especially lately, the last 5 or 6 years have been unbelievable, man. I mean, the talent in this city that for a while, you know, you kind of questioned nationally if any of it was really making a difference. But even the kid from Marion Catholic, the last I looked, Marion Catholic is not in the city.
Right.
Right.
The last I looked, Illinois was never interested.
Yeah, Ben, there's no easy answer to that.
I had one.
If I looked, and I would like to compare, and here's what I would need to do to try to do a controlled study of this, that my theory is, just accept this as sort of a working theory here. We know that the world feels smaller, right? We know the idea, the concept of away doesn't seem like it used to, that places that seemed exotic and different, now because of our interconnectedness, that the entire planet just seems smaller. Maybe it's harder to keep people close to home when there's so much awareness and so much easy connection with places that would otherwise seem intimidating or exotic or far away or scary or different, that I don't know if L.A. kids are more likely to leave L.A. Are New York kids more likely to leave New York? Is this just a part of a larger issue where the idea of saying, sure, I'll go to Kentucky, or sure, I'll go to Duke. What's the big deal? And that there's just an understanding, and the fact is that you can immediately find out so much information or hop a plane and be there and have everything at your fingertips about everywhere you want to be, that maybe it just the getting past that threshold of leaving to go somewhere just isn't a big deal. Maybe because of AAU, because they know the coaches, because the shoe companies keep it interconnected to half the, you've got high school kids already traveling the world playing in international exhibitions, that it's just leaving isn't as hard.
Well, it isn't as hard, but that doesn't mean you don't try.
Right? I get it. Yeah, I'm just trying to say
that your guy, Pat Kennedy, recruited a pretty good class, did he not?
Yes.
And where did he find that class?
Chicago. He found Bobby Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
He found
pretty good player now,
Quentin
even.
Richardson.
Yep.
He found Lance Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He found a lot of guys.
Well, yeah.
And knew how to do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a matter of finding them.
It wasn't? Oh, I couldn't identify them? I mean, I just, look, you know, you hire guys, when you're hiring a basketball coach at Illinois, and DePaul for that matter, because DePaul, there is something there. When you hire that guy, you can't hire this guy that apparently doesn't know where he's at. I mean, it's a very difficult, thing for me to look at this and say, well, you know, John Gross has got this, Thad Matta's guy, he's got a great Ohio background, he knows Ohio, he knows all this stuff. Okay, fine. But the fact is, you've got to go know this state, and you better start knowing it right damn away. And Pat Kennedy knew it fast enough, too. I mean,
it isn't
like you have to have everybody. Yeah. You don't need everybody. You can have people. People are certainly going to leave. They're going to go out and explore other options. They're going to go to other states. They're going to go to terrific schools. But that doesn't mean you're going to, all of them have to.
Pat's issue wasn't knowing the state.
Oh, I see.
That really wasn't a problem. I mean, I remember when he took the job, he said, give me a phone and a DePaul sweatshirt and a car. And then he, literally, that's a true story.
And what was he going to do with that car?
He was going to drive to high schools and talk to coaches and see if he couldn't start making some arrangements.
There you go.
And the arrangements were made.
I'm not saying you can do it. I'm just saying that once in a while, you know, if you never do it, if you never land anybody, if you're Illinois or DePaul, you're going, well, wait a minute, how come I don't have anybody of note? Let me look at my roster again. I got a transfer here, and this guy, really? Is that where I'm at? I mean, I don't know why you hire a guy that you kind of look at his record and you